ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京。こんばんはニューヨーク。こんにちはロンドン。さくらです。
Peter here.
四字熟語。
Lesson 15. Passionate Japanese? I like the sound of this one. Again, in this series, we take two Japanese idiomatic phrases and we dissect them. We take a look at the characters, the four kanji characters that make up the phrases, and it gives you a bit of insight into the Japanese way of thinking. Okay, Sakura-san, first one, what do we have?
二人三脚.
Three-legged race. Two cooperating people sharing the same purpose. Be joined at the hip.
二人三脚. 二人三脚.
Let's take a look at each of the four kanji characters. First character.
Ni.
Two.
Nin.
Person.
San.
Three.
Kyak.
Leg. So the first two kanji character compound means?
Ni nin.
Two people. The second two character kanji compound means?
San kyak.
Three legs. Put it together?
Ni nin san kyak.
Three-legged race? Is that right?
Yes, 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 yes.
Tell us a little bit about this.
It originally means a race where you two people run together and one person's right leg is tied to the other person's left leg.
And then they have the other legs free.
Yes.
This is a very common. I think, I don't know, maybe you can help us out, listeners, but I think this is common throughout the world, this kind of race.
I think so.
So this phrase is taken kind of metaphorically?
Yes, yes, yes. It indicates that two persons cooperate with each other or work together closely for the same purpose.
Makes perfect sense.
Hi.
Sakura-san?
Hmm.
Well, first, do we use this phrase a lot?
Mama.
Mama, isn't it? Maybe something I could see appearing in like a newspaper article.
Or, なんだろう, stories about like episode of somebody, athletes とかさ, people who became successful. 二人三脚で頑張りました. Like this.
Okay. And how about the usage?
It's often used as an adverbial phrase, like 二人三脚で.
So we use the particle で, and we use it to express how closely people are working together.
Yes.
Let's take a look at some sample sentences.
僕は父と二人三脚でオリンピックを目指した.
So my father and I are aspiring to go to the Olympic Games, and it's kind of as if we're joined at the hip.
So father was helping him, you know, to become a good athlete. So. Next. 私は夫と二人三脚でこの店を大きくしてきた.
My husband and I have been working closely together to develop our shop. And finally?
私は医者と二人三脚で病気と戦っている.
My doctor and I are cooperating closely with each other to fight against the disease.
はい.
So you see, in all the cases, we had the phrase followed by de, and it was two people working to achieve a common goal.
Yes.
Okay. Now, let's leave the metaphorical phrase aside for a second. Sakura-san, have you ever participated in one of these races where you tie your leg to...
Oh, yes, yes, yes. In elementary school.
Isn't this part of the kind of sports day or the battle of the classes?
そうですね。I saw on TV where 30 children line up and tie their legs together and do... 何? 30人31脚? They do a race. It's nationwide competition.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yes. So, so, so.
It's a national championship.
So, so, so.
And those kids, they actually train at school for this.
So, this, so, this. In like class, the whole class work together for this race.
It's really something to see them all running together.
Yes.
And Sakura-san, do you root for them to make it to the finish line? That's so nice of you. Okay, on to the second phrase.
無我夢中.
To lose oneself in something. To be absorbed in.
無我夢中. 無我夢中.
Let's take a look at the four characters that make up this phrase. First character.
無.
Nothing.
我.
Oneself.
無.
Dream.
中.
In. Now, this is one of the Buddhist phrases.
Yes.
That we love so much.
そうですね。
Now, let's take a look at the two two kanji character compounds that make up the four kanji character compound.
Muga.
Now, this is originally a Buddhist word or a word from Buddhism. Sakura-san, can you tell us about that?
It means the mind condition that someone can go beyond obsession with oneself.
To go beyond obsession with oneself.
Mm.
The second two character kanji compound is
Muchu.
And this means to be absorbed in. This is quite common.
Yes, popular phrase, ne?
Now, when we put these two kanji character compounds together, we get
Muga Muchu.
And it means to be completely and passionately absorbed in one thing without paying attention to other things at all. And we know from experience that that's not a good thing.
It's not that totally negative, though. Muga muchu de hashire. Run without thinking about anything. Like my teacher might say on a sports day.
Wow, driving into such competition. That's a good point. It's interesting. I didn't think about it that way, that it could have also kind of positive.
So it depends on the situation, maybe. Negative and positive.
Okay, arigatou gozaimasu. Let's take a look at the usage and then some sample sentences to kind of see how it's used in context. First, usage.
It's often used as an adverbial phrase, like muga muchu de, do something.
Again, we have the de, the phrase followed by de, much like the previous phrase.
Yes, yes.
How about an example?
Muga muchu de nigeta,
which means to run away feverishly. We also have another structure that you can use when you want to say that someone is completely absorbed in one thing.
Someone wa muga muchu datta.
And I think we're going to have an example of this in the sample sentences.
はい。
So, first one.
その本はとても面白くて、僕は無我夢中で読んだ。
That book was so interesting, I couldn't put it down. And kind of a more literal translation is, I read it feverishly. I was wrapped up in it. Next.
僕はすごくお腹が空いていたので、無我夢中で食べた。
I was so hungry, so I could think about nothing but eating. Just concentrating on eating. Finally, we have.
私は昨日の試合中、無我夢中だったので何も覚えていない。
Since I was completely absorbed in the game yesterday, I didn't remember anything about that. So just focused on one thing.
Yes.
Sakura-san, is this one more common? Do you use this in everyday conversations and things?
I think so. It's not used for something you do for a very long time. Like if you're absorbed in doing something recently, you know?
A bit short term rather than long term.
So.
And it can have not negative, not a negative meaning like an addiction or something. Just means that you're putting all your energy into one thing.
そうですね。
勉強になりました。
はい。
Okay. Sakura-san, that's going to do for today.
はい。
Now don't forget to stop by JapanesePod11.com, pick up the PDF, leave us a quote, try to use these phrases. And we'll be more than happy to respond in the comments section of this lesson.
Hey.
JapanesePod101.com.